Civil War each way. Niamh Donnellan. The weather was fine for the races, for the crowds on the 10 o'clock train. From Broadstone to Ferry House Bridge, the gamblers and day trippers came. Those in the know had stayed home, but most, having gotten no call, thought freedom can wait, life is short, they'd soon hear from Liberty Hall. The gorse by the roadside was blooming, and little birds sung in the trees. As ponies and traps trotted past, bowsies reclined in the weeds. The castle was quiet that Easter, so officers made for the races, their motor cars chugging past walkers and kicking up dust in their faces. The going was in splendid order, the horses parading the ring, the owners and jockeys conversing, the royalty of steeplechasing. Some chose civil war in the national, he had won it a few years back, but all sorts came cantering home, the winner away in a hack. Then treachery in the 440, a fine filly well worth a punt, only to fall at the last, the joys of the national hunt. By the last race the rumours lay heavy, from the grandstand to outside the gates, of terrible happenings in Dublin, shooting all over the place. Officials returned to the castle, volunteers took to their bikes. Drunken or sober, they answered the call, brave men and cowards alike. A 50-1 bet came galloping home. The favourite was shot where he fell. The rising and fall of a gambler's lot. Lady Luck rode between heaven and hell. Civil War, each way. Niamh Donnellan.